Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us here at the show. We're located today at the Penn State lacrosse field. This is the field that is adjacent, the AstroTurf field. It's adjacent to the indoor track. So when I look out from my perch here, I can see Haluba Hall across the street on University Drive. The Jordan Center is to my right, and the Pagula Ice Arena is rising majestically as we speak. This is home of Lift for Life. So far, the defense leads the offense 40-17. They just went through the final tug of war on the field, and the defense crushed them like a grape. This is among the young guns. Bombers, Jets, and Tanks are coming up here shortly, and we're looking forward to that. And a crowd is now gathering here as we speak. Now, we're going to try and see if we can reel in a couple of guys. Get Stephon Morris back here. He's going to come back and talk with us again. Then we're going to try and reel in Gerald Hodges as we can. Look at Morris can still run. An old guy can still run, still move. Look at you. Old guy can still run. There we go. Steph, I'm sorry. We got cut off right before the news, but thanks for graciously coming back. Appreciate it very much. All right. Let's talk about the workouts. What kind of atmosphere has been created in the workouts this summer by Fitz and his staff?
I mean, the main thing is just competing. We have, like, a competitive battle, defensive back versus receivers, offense versus defense. And the main thing is just being very competitive. I mean, in the years past, it was always like a one-on-one workout, whereas now we're working out with a team, and it's just so much better because you can finally look into these guys and be like, oh, wow, this Eric Shrive, he looks so much good and things like that. But Coach Fitz and his staff did an excellent job, man. I mean, we love those guys, and whatever they want us to do, whether it's go through a brick wall or anything, we ready to do it for them. So.
Give us an idea of the camaraderie it has really brought the team together. The camaraderie that's been created because you're working out together.
The camaraderie, I mean, you just get to see people face adversity. I mean, when you're going through a workout, a crucial workout like Coach Fitz, it's going to be adversity, lifting big old ties and things like that. I mean, you get to see what's in a guy's inner heart. Yeah. I mean, the camaraderie is just, it's at a high level. It's just making us so much better, man, just making us that much closer as a team.
You've always been a heart and soul guy, in my opinion. I mean, you've thrown your heart and your soul into this all the time. Yet how do you feel now, and how anxious are you now with camp about 3.5 weeks away?
Man, I'm very anxious, man. Just ever since Coach O'Brien and them got here, I knew it was my time. And to be honest, I'm just ready to get this thing started. I'm ready, man.
Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Coach John Butler. He's your new secondary coach. That you have to build a relationship with somebody like that. What kind of relationship have you built?
Me and Coach Butler got a real good relationship. When he first got here, he was just trying to get on us a little bit and things like that. I mean, we had to embrace the challenge. And once spring ball got here and once he seen what I can do and what other guys can do and things like that, he kind of like took his hand off our throat a little bit. But me and Coach Butler, man, we got a real good relationship. We watch film together and things like that.
He is an intense guy. But, you know, he's a great guy, but he is an intense guy.
When he first got here, we was like, is this our DB coach? I mean, that's how this guy, I mean, from day one, he was yelling but that's how he is on the field. When you come to a practice with things like that, you'll know he coaches you every rep, and I love that. Even when it's a negative play or a positive play, he always going to coach you, and I love it.
But there's a big difference between yelling at you and yelling to you. And he gets the difference.
He gets the difference, but I think he also gets to us either way.
Yeah, he does. Hey, he pushes you.
Yeah, he definitely
does. He pushes
does.
You, and you had the best spring of your career.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, is watching it on an everyday basis. So as an observer who was 15 for 15 in practices, it was your best spring. Hey,
thank you, man.
How are the academics, man?
Academics going well, always. That's always been number one as a Penn State student athlete, just to have academics, then football. So academics real good.
You look like you're in the best shape of your life right now.
Hey, I'm just ready to go.
Yeah.
I think I got a big chip on my shoulder, and I'm just ready to unleash it on whoever.
Does this football team have a chip on its shoulder?
I definitely think so. Yeah. Like I said, this is my fourth year, my final year. And since I've been here, I haven't seen a team just so much closer. And a team who just won is more of these guys that's right here. So all the adversity and things that we face, I definitely think it's time for us to unleash it.
Okay. Just so you know, as a defensive guy, your young guns came through, and they have staked you to a 45-23 lead after the tug of war. And they are done. Young guns are done. Right, so you're gonna owe your young guns a little bit of a debt of thanks.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, they had no other way. I mean, we plan to dominate offense all training camp as well, so we definitely gonna try to do the same thing like the young guns did earlier. So
you know who calls the plays on offense, right?
Oh yeah, you know who calls the plays on defense.
Yeah, Teddy calls them on defense.
Yes sir. Yes sir.
Steph, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Stephon Moore, he's one of the truly great guys on this team. It's one thing the opportunity to work on this thing is that you have a chance to know guys, all right? And that's why, as you can tell, there's a lot of hatred for the players for me. So thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. Anytime, Steph. Best. He's one of the great guys on this team, Stephon Morris. And let's see if we can round up next. Looks like Urschel's working his way down through TV. I don't know if we'll get to John here yet. See, a lot of the TV guys are here today, and, you know, I don't think they're all asking football questions. Just a thought.
Gee, you wonder what makes you think that.
And, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, we all know. It's, you know, we dealt with it for all 2 hours yesterday, okay? And, you know, whenever anybody else wants to deal with it, they can call up. I mean, like I said yesterday, 1-800-795-9565. All right? So somebody says you're avoiding the hard questions.
Okay.
Well, you want to ask questions, go ahead. You can ask questions. That's fine. Because guess what? I've been here every day. Every day. And that phone line's been open every day. I haven't missed a speaking engagement. I haven't missed a show. Nothing. Haven't gone on vacation. Didn't go out of town. I'm here. Okay. So if you want to ask questions, you can ask questions. I'll do the best I can to answer them at 1-800-795-9565. Hey, I've been here every day. Simple as that. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out who I can reel in here because there's so many guys that are right now. Let's see.
Well, while you're doing that, I can
other interviews.
Yeah, while you're doing that, I can lead into something we talked about during one of the breaks. Phillies are looking to make a substantial offer to Cole Hamels now to get him signed to an extension within the next 2 weeks. One of the things the Phillies haven't done is given anything more than a 5-year deal for a pitcher, especially. They've already set kind of a precedent.
Nor should they.
Well, they did set a 5-year for Cliff Lee.
No. I would never give a pitcher more than a 5-year deal. Never.
Well, and that's where the last one was. 5 years, $120 million in December for Cliff Lee. And that kind of sets the average salary now at $24 million a season.
Right. Well, that's fine, except I would never give a pitcher more than a 5-year deal. Never. And the reason I would never do it is they break down too much.
Oh, it's a crapshoot.
They break down too much. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and you know, but they just break down too much. And that's one of the issues with all this. And so you worry about that in terms of the length of the contract. Now, if you want to get here comes Silas Red down the hill, but I don't think we're going to get him just yet. We will get him here at some point, but not yet.
Well, this is the other thing that I'm wondering.
Walking and running style.
This is the other thing I was wondering real quick, Steve, is the Phillies' payroll is getting about the $178 million luxury tax threshold. Now, they may already have exceeded it anyway, but they think they can still sign him under the 2013 threshold. If that's the case, I mean, is it worth going over the threshold and paying the money to keep Hamels?
Oh, I pay him the money, but I wouldn't give him the years. I mean, I give him money, but it would, you know, money, that part doesn't bother me. It's just how many years you want to give him. I don't give a pitcher 6 years. I'm sorry, you just don't do it. I wouldn't have given Albert Pujols 10 years.
That's a long time.
After a while, it gets to be a little bit ridiculous. know, and that's a big issue. Ah, yes, there we go. The Flanagans are here. Patrick's parents. Patrick Flanagan is a defensive back on this team whose uncle is Patrick Chambers. Ah, the McGloins are here. There we go. The McGloin clan is all here. Where's Big Paul? He can't. Oh. Yeah. So, yeah, they're all gathering up right now. And but, again, the defense leads the offense here, 45-23. But, again, I would never give a pitcher more than 5 years. In fact, I really wouldn't give a player more than 5 years. I really wouldn't. So,
is it worth the Phillies to go over the salary cap here and pay the penalty to keep Hamels?
Yes, it is. I think the luxury tax is an irrelevant thing. I really do. I think it's an irrelevant thing. And that's I think that going over that, so what? You know, I don't think that's any big deal. You can shape the rest of your roster around that. So that doesn't even bother me at all that that they would go over. Doesn't bother me at all. But again, it's the length of contract. The length of contract would bother me tremendously. If, you know, anything over, I wouldn't give a baseball player any more than 5 years ever. And the NFL contract, you look at the Breeze contract. The Breeze contract is 5 years, but only three are guaranteed. Okay? And it's front loaded. He gets $40 million the first year. You know.
How do we get back to the Breeze contract?
No, because we're talking contracts here. I'm saying in the NFL, no, but I'm saying in baseball, a five-year contract is a five-year guaranteed contract. It is guaranteed. You get the money no matter what. If you go out and you get hurt 6 months into the contract, you get every dime of the contract. In football, that's not the case. You hear, for example, Breeze signed a five-year contract. Three are guaranteed. Okay? The other two are not. He has to make the team first. Has to make the team. Now, what are his odds of making the team? Well, obviously, it's Drew Brees. They should be great. But
you would hope.
But I'm saying, though, but things happen. Age happens. You get hurt, happens. And, you know, you don't know. Look at Peyton Manning, for example. You're saying, yeah, I hope he makes the team. Well, Manning's no longer an Indianapolis Colt now, is he? I mean, so things happen. And that's why you get concerned about the length of contracts. And that's why in the NFL, the contracts are not. When you hear he signed an 8-year, $120 million deal, yeah, sort of, but not really, because it's the amount of guaranteed years that really tells you what the length of the contract is. Everything else is bonus time after that. In baseball, that's not true. If Cole Hamels signs a deal of 5 years, $125 million, he will get all $125 million. He'll get all of it. Simple as that. And, that's something you have to keep in mind. There's a big difference. Now, Brook Lopez today signed a $61 million deal in the NBA. Brook Lopez. Really? Brook Lopez. I mean, the only person in Pennsylvania who really knows who Brook Lopez is Tyler Gaffney with the State College Spikes, because he went to Stanford, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't, until you just said that, I had no idea who he was, and then it dawned on me, oh, yeah, he plays ball.
The Twins. Yeah, the Twins, the Lopez Twins. Remember the Lopez Twins?
Yeah, I do now.
Come on, man.
All right, well, let me get into another topic with you that's been very popular today, and it's not really completely sports-oriented, but there's a point to it. You've heard about the Olympic athletes wearing the new outfits that were not made in the United States.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I'm not overly sure that that's a big deal. I mean, yeah, it's kind of an oops by the Olympic Committee to not do that, but I think that's one of those that's really blown out of proportion right now.
Well, it is blown out of proportion because everywhere you look in our country, apparel's being made in other parts of the country. I will go in and, for example, we've always talked for years about Nike apparel being made in Vietnam, other apparel being made in Korea, other apparel being made in Taiwan, and some apparel being made in China. It's just the way it is. And because you can get cheaper labor, that's part of the reason why. So it would be nice if it were made in the USA. It'd be cool if it were made in the USA. But at the same time, you have to do things based on bid, and they won the bid. So you go from there. That's part of competing. That's part of competing. So it doesn't really bother me where the apparel is made. It doesn't bother me at all. I just want stuff that looks nice. And in our case, I don't really care where this equipment is made that I'm working on. I just want to make sure it works. I don't really care where it's made. Now, when I have an opportunity to buy American, absolutely I buy American, all right, because I believe in small business in this country tremendously, not just a little bit. I tremendously believe in small business and what they mean. And that's why, you know, you look at all the businesses that we have in our area alone in the Susquehanna Valley, each one of them to me is gold. They're gold, okay, and they mean a lot. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try and round up a couple guys here, Kevin, get them over here to our broadcast location, or at least talk to somebody that will get them over to our broadcast location so we can get some other people on. It's very important. I'm going to try and see if I can zero in on Mike Motti here and get him in. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their 64th annual July New Truck Sale. Choose from over 75 new F-150s with discounts up to $7,000. Sunbury Motors is loaded with Super Duty trucks. Pick from Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, Diesels, and Duallys. Save up to a whopping $10,000 on Super Duties during this July New Truck Sale. If an SUV is what you need, SMC has new 2012 Ford Escapes as low as $19,880. And 2013 Ford Explorer 4x4s from $29,970. The all-new, totally redesigned 2013 Ford Escapes are arriving daily, and Sunbury Motors has them starting at $22,680. Take $5,000 off a new 2012 Ford Edge, and they're on sale for just $25,915. Every new vehicle from Sunbury Motors comes with an extra set of tires, and 0% financing is available on many models, including 2012 F-150s for the first time this year. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Hurry before someone gets your truck!
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Welcome back. Lacrosse Field, home of Lit for Life. 2012, better than 90,000 raised. 81 Penn State football players have donations attached to them. We're joined by Pete Massaro, who will be one of the great stories of this upcoming season. Pete, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be on the show.
Well, how does it feel? Because I felt that if you could have played in the bowl game, I thought the door was open. I know they wanted to be careful with you, but how do you feel right now?
I was actually thinking about it the week before the game, but right now I'm feeling great. We had a week off about 3 weeks ago, and after that I haven't had any pain in the knee, so I'm feeling pretty good.
It's amazing that the way all this has gone. Was it more difficult rehabbing this time because you had to do it again?
Yeah, I'd say it was a little bit more difficult, but then again, there were some easier parts of it because the second time you know what you're up against and you know what you have to go through. So, having that clear vision of what I was in for, I think made it a little bit easier and a little bit made it go a little bit more smoothly.
Give us an idea, because you've done so much. Sometimes when you do so much rehab, you actually end up stronger in some ways. Do you feel that way, especially in the knee areas?
Yeah, definitely. The rehab that we were doing before involved a lot of squatting motions.
Yeah.
And with the transition from our old strength program to the new strength program, we're doing a lot more movements like that. We do a lot more squatting, a lot more deadlifting. So I felt that having that background, it made it a little bit easier for me to transition to the new style of lifting.
You're about almost 16 months removed. Usually that's about the time where all the quickness comes back. It usually doesn't come back in 9 months. It's usually about 15 or 16. Do you sense it?
Yeah, it's definitely coming back right now. Last ACL, there was a point where I just felt like it all kind of started steamrolling in, and I'm at that point right now where I feel like I'm really starting to pick up the pace, the speed, the quickness, and strength in the legs are all coming back really fast.
What about the timing? Because timing is also important. So you're away for a bit. I know you did some work in the spring. Where's the timing for you, Ray? Getting off the line of scrimmage, things like that, when you do stuff like that.
I think being able to participate in spring practice helped with that a lot. Last ACL, I didn't really participate much in spring practice. So, being able to go in the spring really helped with getting my timing down and being able to really time up the snap and get a quick start.
The terminology is different. Schemes are different. But Larry Johnson is still your position coach. Has that helped in the transition?
It's been great. You know, having the same position coach, you really get to know your coach's style. And that's been the biggest advantage over, you know, some of the other guys who are learning to, you know, get along with a different personality.
Right.
It's definitely been helpful. And Coach Jay's a great motivator, and he's been, he's helped me a ton throughout my career. And obviously he's had a great track record in the past, so it's been awesome having him around.
He likes to play eight and rotate and stay fresh during games. Defensive line and the talent there.
Yeah, I love the depth. Actually, you know, when I think about it, 2010, the year that I was healthy, that was one of the issues that we had. It was that
you still led the team in sacks that year. You did.
I think I was behind Devin. But,
okay.
Yeah, I was close. But, that year when Jack went down and when Laddie went down, we had a little bit of trouble with guys getting tired on the field. And I think that hurt us a little bit. But with the rotation, the goal is to keep everybody fresh. You know, try to get each guy anywhere from 40 to 50 plays. And, you know, if you can get that in the game, then you're going to have a lot of fresh guys and a lot of fresh legs in the game.
Because in some of the spread offenses and some of the quarterbacks that can move, you may not get to the quarterback. You may flush him out. But that's a lot of yardage that you have to really make up to keep a play scrambling around.
Yeah, exactly. We have a lot of dual threat quarterbacks in this league. And,
yeah.
And that makes the depth in the defensive line, you know, that much more important. You know, being able to keep guys fresh and make sure that they can pursue to the ball.
We're about three and a half weeks away from the start of training camp. Give us an idea of your level of excitement and this team's excitement because of so much that has gone on around here and even for you personally.
I mean, I'd say that we're absolutely itching to get out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, with as excited as we are, I think it's important that we really try to take things a day at a time and you know, make sure we allow for proper rest time and proper recovery.
Yeah. Bottom of the hour. Thanks so much,
All right.
Friend. Pete Massaro with us, number 59, defensive end for the Nittany Lions. News is next with Sarah Bartlett on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Which is on the road today at the Penn State lacrosse field, which is going to be the home for a Live for Life that begins at 25 minutes from now. One of the top players, not just in the Big Ten, but in the country. Outside linebacker Gerald Hodges. Welcome, big man. Good to have you on the show.
How you doing? Nice to have you. Yeah. Nice to hear.
Well, I know that a long time ago when Gerald Hodges came in, actually you entered early, in January, you were all gung-ho to be the best safety in the country. You were going to be the best safety this university has ever seen.
Yep.
How do you feel about being maybe one of the top outside linebackers in the country?
Hey, man, this is a blessing, man. Just to even be in a situation, you know, to be able to be a top linebacker in the country, you know, to be able to be in the categories, you know, with great linebackers that play here, you know, it's just a blessing, you know. And every day I think about it, you know, I just work harder, you know, and I push harder, you know, to capitalize on that.
Coach Van, Ron Vanderlinden, worked very hard to convince you about a lot of things on this position.
And it's all
paid off. What are some lessons that you know that you've learned along the way that have actually made you a better all-around football player?
The one main lesson, there's so many lessons, Coach Van, because Coach Van has a lesson for you every time you see you. He can see you three times in one day, and it's a new lesson. But the one lesson, you know, he always taught me was, he said, if you just listen to me and you trust me, he said, I guarantee you, you know, I'll make you the best safety, and I get out. He said, I'll make you the best linebacker, you know, and I'll push you to be the best, you know, and I won't accept anything less. And that's the one main lesson, you know, he always taught me, just listen, you know, just listen, sit back sometimes, you know, and sit in a humble spot and just listen, you know, and just be able to know to just take in negative and positive criticism, you know. So that's the main lesson he taught me, you know, and I think that took strides, you know, to get me where I'm at now.
I think the beginning of last year is something Jack Ham and I noticed. Ham can play a little linebacker, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he can.
But one thing we noticed is that plays that were away from you,
you became very much involved in.
Yes, sir.
That's a big change for you. It really, really felt at that point like you felt the entire football field was yours. Is that accurate?
I mean, I wouldn't say the entire football field was mine. I wish it was. But, I mean, just the fact that, you know, that you can make so many other plays, you know,
yeah.
you know, just hustling, you know. And that's what Coach Van says. He says, just hustling. He said, I guarantee you make a dozen tackles just off of hustle, you know. And that every day, you know, every time I'm on the field, you know, and it's a play where I just try to hustle, you know, and try to get to it. When I'm on the field, I just try to make every tackle, you know. And when you try to make every tackle, you know, it'd be a hard time to miss something.
When Sean Lee was a high school safety, he said the biggest adjustment he had to make was that he knew how to play the pass. You know how to play the pass, as evidenced by the Northwestern game. That was about as fine a drop and a pick as you're going to see a linebacker make.
Yeah.
But he said he had to get used to the hand fighting on the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, you know, I mean, still this day I work on that, you know, because that's the main thing as a linebacker, you know, because you're over-challenged because you're going up against a 350-pound lineman, you know, so being able to give them a pop and being explosive, you know, is the main thing, and being able to get their hands off you before getting them inside is the main thing, you know. And I think once, as a linebacker, once you're able to defeat the block, I mean, it's nothing else that can stop, you know, if you can defeat the block, you know, because that's the main thing. So, I mean, I'm still working on that today, you know, as we go on to the end of the season, you know, and I'm going to continue to work on it, you know, and prior from this. But, I mean, it's just that's the main thing as a linebacker, just being able to fight off those blocks. And once you're able to do that, I mean, you basically can conquer the linebacker spot.
With Maudie out, if I recall correctly, in spring, you flipped over.
Yes, sir.
To that spot. What are the differences in that spot? And actually, for Maudie coming off a knee injury, how much will it help him being in the space that you were in?
Actually, I mean, it helped a lot. You know, being over on the strong, you get a lot of field to play with. So you run around, you get to run around a lot. You get to chase a lot of plays down, you know. And you also get to play in the pass coverage a lot, you know. And I feel as though that's one of my strong points is playing the coverage. So, I mean, I enjoy doing that. So hopefully it works out great. Hopefully I stay healthy. Hopefully the whole linebacker corps stay healthy this year.
Yeah, it's good. It's deep. How anxious are you? We know everything that's gone on. You have a new staff. We know what's happened the last couple of days. How anxious are you to get out and play football for Penn State this year?
I'm just so anxious, you know, just to put on that jersey, you know, my practice jersey, my game jersey, to show people, you know, that through all everything that's going on, you know, we still are football players, and we're still going to play football regardless of what's going on, because, you know, once you cross that line, that blue line, and get on that gridiron, you know, it's time to strap up, and, you know, that's when all your problems go away, you know, so.
Gerald, thanks so much for the time you gave us.
I
know you've been trying to analyze this. You've been sitting there and said, we have to do what? We have to do what?
Yeah.
We have to do what?
Yeah. I'm still confused on it, but, I mean, it's
the van. You start with the van, and I know you don't want to push that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to push it just because of the fact that we ran these hills and it was in the sand pit yesterday. So, but, I mean, we'll be all right. We'll be fine.
Gerald, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Gerald Hodges with us. Named by several publications a first-team preseason All-American. And we'll find out. He lives up to all that and more. He's going to sign a few autographs. Justin Brown, JB, here, grab you. Get a second. Go 1 second. Yeah, sure. Put JB on. Justin Brown, the fine wide receiver for the Nittany Lions. So how's your summer been?
Oh, it's been fun, man. It's been fun. I'm working hard with everybody.
You have to go through, obviously, and you've had to work outside with Coach Hickson.
Right.
What are some things within this offense that really intrigues a wide receiver?
Without getting into it too much.
Yeah, you don't have to be too technical, but I mean the intriguing part of it.
I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. I don't even know where to start. I mean, there's so many different things you can do in the offense, and, you know, going off of what the defense gives you, I think that's one of the main things that's good about the offense. You just take what the defense gives you.
I think they're gathering you up in the center
of
the field.
I told you, I didn't know about too much time.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that. I could tell. JB, thanks, buddy. All right. See, Delaware produces good football players. That's what I always tell them. Blaine Carson will take one last drink, and then he'll run out there. You got to get out there, Carson. Come on. So there you go. I think we had a nice cross-section of players today, don't you think?
Yeah, but you got to tell me one thing. You've been talking about these vans. I mean, are we talking like VW vans or what kind of vans are we talking?
So the big Chevy vans. Big Chevy. I'm talking about big Chevy cargo vans.
All right. These aren't dinky little things. They're not minivans or anything like that.
No.
These are full size.
No. These are full-size Chevy cargo vans. And what they'll have somebody in the front seat, and then they'll go from there. But, yeah, that's what they have. And Fitzy's going to go let them go through their workouts here, and they're going to do some stretching to begin with. Do you ever stretch?
Yes, I do.
Really?
The question you want to ask is, do I ever work out or lift? That's what you really want to ask.
Actually, that was what I wanted to know, yes.
Yeah. But, I stretch, but that's about as far as it goes.
Right. So, yeah. So we're able to, you know, we got a nice cross-section of the football team, and they'll all be uploaded and put on to SteveJonesShow.com. If you missed any of them today, from Craig Fitzgerald, the strength and conditioning coach, to J.R. Reifus, to Eric Shrive, to Justin Brown, to Stephon Morris, to Gerald Hodges. So I think we had a nice cross-section of the football team out here today. Wide receiver, a lineman, a linebacker, a defensive back, not bad. We did okay. So that's what we were able to get out here today. And we once again apologize for the shabby guest list.
Now, does the score still stand where it has been?
Yeah, because they've been in a lull. The freshmen were done. As soon as the freshmen were done, they went back up the hill, and there's nothing has happened since that 45-23. So that's where we stand. And we'll go through this in the opening hour. There will actually be a quota halftime, so I got to handle a halftime here at 6 o'clock. I'll have to do that. But one guy that I see back out here, for example, is Evan Lewis. He is back out here. And Evan Lewis is a guy that had a fifth year of eligibility remaining. And you know what? All the seats are taken here. And there's still more people. All the seats, at least on the sideline, are taken. The ones in the end zone are not yet. They can if they want. But they're lined up all the way around here. There are more people still pouring in here to see this. So it's been terrific to see all of that. The way people have come out. It's not Yancey going to work today, and it looks like I don't think Evan Yano walking by here as well. See Michael Furman. Looks like he's not going to work. He's the third long snapper on the team. I know. It's sad that I know who the third long snapper is. Okay?
It's frightening, actually.
Every day. The tack-up holder, the next guy in line was McGloin. You don't want your starting quarterback being the holder. You don't want that. All right? You just don't. And, you know, if you had, I see Ty Howell's in a sling. Oh, that's great. Howell's the long snapper. He's the number one long snapper, but he's in a sling. I'll have to find out about why he's in a sling. But, you know, when you look at a football team, you don't want your starting quarterback being the holder. I remember Zach Mills hated it because he thought it was the idea was he could get popped. But Robbie Gould was struggling at that stage, and Bob Buehner and I were talking about that the other day. But Robbie felt much better with Zach Mills holding, and he kicked better with Zach Mills holding. But it still was not what, you know, you want as a coach. You don't want your starting quarterback being the holder unless it's absolutely necessary. So when Evan Lewis had another year coming to him. He did not participate in the spring. He ran through the tunnel at Beaver Stadium for the Nebraska game back on November 12th and the whole thing, and he went through the banquet and so forth. And they went through the spring, and they got a hold of Evan Lewis, and they said, we'd like to have you come back. Well, Lewis not only comes back, but these are the roles that he can fill for you. He can be the holder for field goals and extra points, very important, which then takes it off McGloin's back. Next, he can be a backup wide receiver for you, right? And last, he can also be your backup kicker. He kicked a field goal in the game last year. He can be your backup kicker. So you take him on the road, and when you take him on the road, when you have 70 players, you can fill three spots with one guy. And that three spots with one guy is very important when you travel 70. Now, for Bill O'Brien, this is going to feel like an embarrassment of riches because they've been traveling 45 in his career lately. So he's going to sit there and go, 70? College coaches sit there and go, okay, who do I take that last like three or four spots? Who do I take? Who do I take? He's sitting there going, I get to take 25 more guys? Really? It's really cool. I get to take 25 more guys. But that's where he stands right now. So, time to take a break. Time to make sure we pay Kevin's salary because he and Drew Brees, as of this hour, are filing in the same tax bracket. We'll continue with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury, here on 1070 News Radio WKOK.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar, your approved PP&L e-Power Trade ally. Upgrading to energy-efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable, and we do all of the paperwork for you. The ePower Direct Discount Program for PP&L customers pays you up front for up to 75% of the project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar, this is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
If I were tweeting, I would tweet right now, team stretching. And all the Twitter followers in the universe would be going, oh.
No, no, no. You would say team stretching at Lift for Life, great crowd on hand.
No, team stretching. I don't want to take that many letters.
You know, you do have a certain amount before you have to cut down.
Right, I understand.
All right.
So, you know, it's the stands are completely filled. Now, the end zone seats are not, but everything between the sidelines completely filled here. And more people, I mean, the crowd at the registration area is huge for this. Huge. $85,000. This is my job. What do I got to do? It's all me. What is it? It's a wireless mic. Oh, okay. Fancy.
What are we now broadcasting? What are we now broadcasting the show now over the PA?
Well, no. He says, this is all you. It's raining here now, by the way. It's raining. And people are sitting in the rain for this right now. Now, because some individual about 4 hours ago said, you know, I think we ought to go under here. Okay, instead of down there. Bob Taylor, by the way, whom I also work with. How dry are you, Bob, right now? Yeah, feeling good, comfortable, a little more comfortable than these people back here. That's right. That's called a veteran move, by the way. A veteran move. Right? Our equipment is safe right now. Harry can be thrilled that our equipment is under cover right now. Not even getting a drop on it as the rain falls.
That's great. That's a veteran broadcaster right there.
No, Harry can go to sleep at night now. He's going to feel good about that. You know, as for you, I mean, nervous Nelly that you are, and you are a nervous Nelly, you can feel better than I'm not short-circuiting the equipment because of an executive decision made 4 hours ago when I came out here.
You know, our engineer is now feeling much more comfortable, and me, I'm not nervous anymore. I'm just anxious.
Well, this has worked out well because I want to thank Verizon 4G, by the way, because we've been able to knock this thing out with complete ease on location. You know, the ability that we have to take the show to spots and talk to people that you're not going to get a chance to talk to on a day like or hear from on a day like today is absolutely invaluable, and that's because of the setup that we have. And yeah, you know, we could take the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and you know, and we have the chance to get a Gerald Hodges on the show, an Eric Schreib, to get on the show with Justin Brown, a Stephon Morris, and a Pete Massaro and people like that. I mean, this is the capability we have, and that's why we have the ability to get the guests on the show that we have. We have the ability to take the show on the road where we need to be at a certain moment, and it makes all the difference in the world. And it's what the audience deserves. The audience, look, there's no more passionate Penn State area in all the world than the incredible Susquehanna Valley, right? The love of the Susquehanna Valley for Penn State, and conversely, how the people here feel about the Susquehanna Valley is incredible, and it means a lot. And that's why the ability to take this show, which has always been the vision of this show, and get people on the show and on the station that other people can't get. And I think we were able to do that today.
I am always amazed at the people that come up to you during one of these things and that are willing to go on the air without even having to twist their arm at all.
Oh, I don't have to twist any arms. I just say, come on over. They go, okay, fine. We're in.
I'm not quite sure what you hold over their heads or anything, but it must be pretty big.
Well, you know what? I'm around them every day. See, you want to know what a big difference is? A big difference is when you are around people every day. What's the most important part of this job is trust, okay? It's trust, all right? And when you're around people every day and when they find out later from their parents or whatever like that, that you have treated them on a four-hour broadcast with great respect, okay, and you look at them and say, come on over, they know darn well they're going to be talked to, all right? They're not going to get the Inquisition. They're going to be talked to, and we're going to get more information out of them. And that's why. It's not a question of holding anything over their heads. It's a question of the ability to look at everybody and say, hey, look, Silas, why don't you come out over here, Steve, anytime, anything you want, because that you end up, Fitzy's bringing you all in now. We're just about set to start here.
I was going to ask what the loud whistle was, but then it dawned on me what it might be.
Look, they love this guy, all right? It's meant, you could hear it.
Oh, sure.
Every single guy we talked to. Right. And we had Fitzy on the first half hour of the show. Fitzy gave us, 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, he was, he went through everything with us, but you could hear just the kind of guy he is. All right? And he has taken everything that they do here is competitive. Everything is competitive. So a competition brings out the best in people. And competition brings out the, if things aren't going well, to pick somebody up when it's not going well.